Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts.
Today in Bajan History, 17th August, 1979. It all started with Candy Brandy. On this day, 17th August 1979, the Nation reported the story of Candy Brandy, the first local hit record. The year was 1953, when Barbadians were turned on to its first local hit record, a calypso named Candy Brandy, sung by the Mighty Jerry. Back in those days, there was no recording industry in the country, and Barbadians, many of whom still play their records and hand-cranked gramophones, depending on the hits coming out of the United States. However, in 1953, Barbados Rediffusion decided to follow through the suggestion of Jim Kidd and open its studios to make local recordings. The first recording was a calypso, Candy Brandy, sung by the Mighty Jerry. It was an instant hit. Candy Brandy was not only big in Barbados, but was a top seller throughout the West Indies. In fact, so elated was everybody at its success that Jim Kidd started to think in terms of something even bigger, with the result that while Candy Brandy was burning up the charts, he and a number of local artists were busy in the studio cutting Barbados' first LP. They named the LP, or long playing record, 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It was pressed by Cook Caribbean Limited in Trinidad. There was a picture of a Barbadian beach on the front cover, and on the back cover, these notes were provided. Here for the first time is a comprehensive recording of the music of Barbados, an island better known for its salubrious climate and beautiful beaches. This album strives to correct the imbalance. As with a normal LP, there were two sides. The A side featured Kaiso Jammers, as well as the winning Carnival Steel Band of the day. Also featured were tunes like Calypso G, St. James Bacchanal, Nightclub Story, and Little Tom. On the B side, Michael Wilkinson, top nightclub artist, was recorded with the tune Please Say You Love Me Tonight. This was followed by two tunes by the Mighty Jerry entitled Sack vs. Chemise and Creaking Bed. The Nation continued. The final three tracks were left to the competence of Keith Campbell, one of the finest Barbadian pianists of the time, who combined Caribbean interpretation with the flavor of his Latin American counterparts on the tune In a Little Spanish Town, Tomcat Mambo, and Piano Marriage. Consequently, it was on this day, 17th August 1979, that the Nation reminded its readers of Candy Brandy, the popular calypso sung by the Mighty Jerry that also became the first recording in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.